With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news and good news on this Easter Sunday morning, as we've learned that the missing service member that was shot down Friday over Iran has been found and extracted. The rescue team now safely out of Iran. The stranded service member, who was a highly respected colonel, had retreated to a cliffside area where he remained since Friday. His emergency beacon was detected by the extraction team late last night, and the rescue operation ensued. Hundreds of U.S. service members were involved in the operation, and the CIA aided in locating the stranded crew member and launched a deception campaign against Iran to ensure a safe operation. President Trump issuing a statement last night saying that the service member rescued is injured but will be just fine, and that the U.S. was monitoring his location. We will continue to provide updates on this developing story. For more than a month now, the Iran war has been pushing fuel prices higher around the world, including here at home. Former President Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says Mideast oil production remains important, even though the U.S. is the world's number one producer of oil and gas.
We're still, unfortunately, dependent on Middle East oil. And by the way, the more we drill, the better it is for our national security and our economic security.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. More on this story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a battle over faith in European soccer.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get bills in pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general in Florida and Texas have one. In Texas, those two states, along with Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri, are making the same case. All things considered, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes Operation Epic Fury is progressing well.
Whenever I get updates, and I get updates, whether it's in briefings or hearings or phone calls or meetings with administration officials almost every day, I hear the same consistent message. We are on time or ahead of schedule on every single line of effort. Their missiles, their missile launchers, their drones, their Navy, their manufacturing sites, their command and control facilities. The military campaign is going exceptionally well.
United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry. Most travelers flying United within the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and Latin America will now pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. That's $10 more than before the war began. United says it's their first baggage fee in 2 years. You'll find more details and breaking news at srnnews.com.